The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Welcome to this segment. And if you're new, please let us know below under the comment section where you guys are joining us from. We always like to hear your location and where you're joining us from. Today, I want to talk about why did Jesus warn us in the Gospel of Luke, in the Gospel of Matthew, why did he warn us? It's, in fact, this passage is not just in Matthew, but it's in the Gospel of Luke and Matthew, but he warns us to take the straight and narrow path or the narrow gate. And I'm going to talk about that today. So today, this is going to be our podcast segment. This is going to be our topic today, our devotional topic. We typically come on here on Wednesdays, but we had some stuff come up. And so we're kicking this off today on Thursday. But if there was ever a time that we could clearly see why Jesus warned about this, we can see this now. So let's get after this thing. Let's talk about this right now. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. And then I'm going to read this again from, and he pulls this out. The gospel writer Luke goes into even more detail on this very, on this passage that we're going to be talking about today. So let me get into this thing. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. It says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it." So let's stop right here. Again, Jesus said that broad and wide is the gate that leads to destruction. Notice what he says here. He said most or many would be that takes that path. He says, but we are to enter by the narrow gate. And listen what he says here. And there are few who find it. So the point here is what he's trying to get across here is that you're going to discover in your walk with Christ and your Christian walk that if you're going to live by the Bible and you're going to live by the Word of God, you're going to discover how narrow and how compressed and how difficult this path really is. But if you desire an easy, comfortable, and convenient path, you're going to discover that that is going to be the broad path. And guys, I'm telling you, I do this every day. I see the articles, I see the headlines, I see the stories. I'm right dab in the middle of it. I see it personally with personal family members. I see it with friends. I see it with other church members. I see it with people in the body of Christ. Listen to me. There was a time when the narrow gate was more popular in the body of Christ. The narrow path, the narrow gate was a message that was more applicable. It was more present. It was more modern. When I say modern, I mean it was more widely accepted in the body of Christ. But now fast forward to 2021 and look around you, especially in the body of Christ. Listen to me, wide and broad is this path now of what we call Christianity. I want to read this again from the passage of Luke chapter 13, 22 through 27. Listen what the gospel writer Luke says. "And he went through the cities and villages teaching," he's talking about Jesus, "and journeying towards Jerusalem. And then one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, are there few who are saved?' And he turns to them and says, quote, 'Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. So now he elaborates a little bit more on what we're talking about. Listen to this. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you, where you are from. And then you will begin to say, we ate and we drank in your presence and you taught in our streets. But he will say unto them, I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Luke 13, 22 through 27. So listen to me, friends. Notice these Christians, these followers of Christ are going to be baffled. They're going to be perplexed of why when the day comes, this is a prophetic reference to the coming of the Lord. They are going to be thrown off guard. They are going to be bewildered and baffled of why they are not entering into the kingdom, why they're not making it in. And he said, listen, their own testimony is going to be, we ate in your presence. We taught in your streets. They taught the word of God. They were teaching, quote unquote, the Bible or what they deemed to be the gospel. But he's going to say to them, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. In other words, oh, come on, somebody. There's going to be two groups of believers on that day. And the closer we get to the coming of the Lord, you're seeing more and more. Listen, this progressive Christianity, that's the new term for this, progressive Christianity. I want you to say it with me. Say it slow. Progressive Christianity. That is a politically correct term for lukewarm apostasy. Yes, I said it. Lukewarm apostasy. There was a story that broke yesterday. That's really what kind of inspired me to talk about this today. But in a TikTok video, a man was seen on video wearing red colored contact lenses, glowing, and referred to himself as a member of the Lucifer gang. And he got on TikTok to personally thank all the, quote, progressive Christians. And he went on to say, quote, there's a wave of Christian people that I have met on this app, and I have found favor among them. And he went on to say, quote, progressive Christians is what the world needs right now. By the way, this individual who... listen to this. According to this article, this TikTok user whose page is filled with anti-Christian arguments, as well as content promoting witchcraft, dark energy, and satanic imagery, goes on to say that, quote, progressive Christians are those who I can come into agreement with, and what religion needs massive amounts of, and it's what the change is that we need. According to the Christian Post, progressive Christian isn't simply a reference to a Democrat who is a Christian, but rather a specific viewpoint of both Jesus and the Bible. Progressive Christianity emerged from Enlightenment and post-Enlightenment philosophers like Voltaire, Kant, and Hegel, as well as French Roman Catholic Richard Simon, often referred to as the, quote, father of biblical criticism. Progressive Christianity introduced to the world a belief in the historic Jesus as an intentional distancing from the biblically orthodox Christ presented in scriptures. In other words, it's a different Jesus. Guys, I've been on this soapbox for years since we launched this ministry. I remember when I was a newborn baby Christian, when I first got in this thing, I remember as I began to grow in the Lord, I came across a passage of scriptures out of the Corinthians and out of the book of Galatians, where the Apostle Paul warned the New Testament church. He said there would come a time when there would be another Jesus, another spirit, and another doctrine that would come along. And he warned the church of his day that he said, I fear that you would even put up with it. And he went as far as to say, if we, and he's talking about the disciples or the apostles, rather the apostles, he said, if we, the apostles, or even an angel from heaven appears and preaches any other gospel unto you, he said, we are to count him accursed. And guys, we're there. Listen. How bad do you think it is in the body of Christ when you have open Satanists who are coming into unity with so-called Christians because their view of the Bible is so skewed and so watered down and so full of doctrines of demons that they're getting up preaching a message that is another Jesus. It's not the Jesus of the Bible. It's a Jesus that does not condemn sin, does not condemn transgression, does not condemn iniquity, and teaches, come on, harmony with all every other faith, all ways are way to heaven, and you can live the life you want to live and do whatever you want to do, and you're going to make it into the kingdom. That, my friends, is not the Jesus of the Bible, but it's another Jesus. And no wonder Jesus warned to take the straight and narrow and compressed path, and few be that find it, because wide and broad is the path of destruction, that there will be many that will go to it. Listen to me, and I'm telling you, more and more and more Christians, and I use that term lightly, and I use it with big air quotations, more and more Christians are identifying themselves as these progressive Christians that are not adhering to the word of God, that are not found in sound theological, fundamental doctrines of the Lord Jesus Christ, but they have come along and made up their own. They're breaking the commandments of the Ten Commandments. One of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not have any other gods. They're creating their own God and their own Jesus that they can do whatever they want to do. Listen, it's pretty bad when the Catholic Church comes out and announces that they're going to stand on what the Bible says, and you have a revolt in the Catholic Church because they said, we don't care what you say. We're going to do what we want to do. And Jesus said, oh, come on, somebody. I want somebody to get this today. Jesus said there's going to come a time on the day of judgment when there's going to be so-called Christians that are going to be baffled, bewildered, and perplexed, because the door is going to be shut unto them, and they're going to be standing out there scratching their head and say, hold on, wait a minute, Jesus. We went to church. We brought our Bible. We spoke the right words. We said amen. We lifted our hands. We showed up during worship only on Sundays. But he says, he looks at them and says, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Listen, do you know what a worker of iniquity is? According to the Bible definition of that, a worker of iniquity is what they did in secret. When nobody else was looking around, their lives were contradictory to what the word of God says. They may have preached this one way. Listen, I don't know how far you want me to go with this, but a well-known gospel singer in times past would get up during conferences and during concerts and would get up and preach and tell everybody how we need to live holy. Our conduct needed to be there. Our conversation needed to be there. And then turn right around and recently and come out and say some things that I would never talk to my sons like that. I could pull my 12 going on 13 year old son and put him right here on the camera, and he, and put his hand on the Bible, and he would tell you that his dad has, would never and has never spoke to him like that. I would be, listen, I would be weeping if I spoke to my children like that. But you know what's more shocking about this is the amount of people that don't see any problem with it. They have no problem with Christians using the Lord's name in vain, calling their kids four-letter words and doing this. No problem with it. Guys, my heart is broken today, and I'm grieved today. This is why we need an awakening. Yes, I know Hollywood's going to hell in a handbasket. I know the world's going to hell in a handbasket. But guys, I'm not preaching to the world. The world is going to keep doing that. People kept sending me all this stuff in my inbox and my messages. Oh, did you see the Grammy Awards? Can you believe that Cardi B and the stuff they did on the stage? Yes, I can believe that. I'm not shocked by that, because the world's going to do what the world's going to do. I'm not preaching on the world today. The world's going to be the world, and they're always going to be vulgar. They're always going to be nasty. They're always going to speak blasphemies. That's the world. The world is going to do that. I'm not dealing with the world today. I'm talking about the church. When the church sees no problem with doing the things that they're doing, saying that the things that they're saying, and condoning the things that they're doing in the name of Jesus, we've got a problem. No wonder the Bible says that judgment begins in the house of the Lord. And Jesus said, there's going to be people standing around wondering why they didn't make it into the kingdom. Guys, we need a heart check. Listen, I don't care. Well, you know, my favorite gospel singer said this. I don't care. Well, you know, my favorite biblical author said this. I don't care. Listen, we had a well-known leader stand up in the body of Christ today, recently, and say that if Jesus was here, he would tell you to go out and do something. And I can't, I have to be careful what I say, because I don't want to get our channel shut down. But it basically come up and said, if Jesus was here today, he would tell you to do something that's totally contrary to Jesus' nature. Listen, we've got to get back in the Word of God. What does the Bible say about this? Not what some Christian superstar or pastor so-and-so or apostle so-and-so or gospel singer so-and-so said. Listen, fooey on them. There's good people out there, but I'm telling you, if what's coming out of their mouth, what's coming out of their music, what's coming out of their sermons doesn't align with the Word of God, then I don't want it. Throw it in the trash as far as I'm concerned. Listen to this. Matthew chapter 11, verses 12 and 13. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent are taking it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. Listen, it is very rare that you hear me use a translation outside of the King James or the New King James, but I love what the International Standard Version of this verse says in Matthew 11, 12, and 13. Listen to this. From the days of John the Baptist until the present, the kingdom from heaven has been forcefully advancing, and violent people have been taking hold or attacking it. You know what this is saying? Listen, can I tell you? The kingdom of heaven is forcefully advancing. It's like a tsunami. The kingdom of heaven is like a tsunami that's forcefully advancing. And listen, you are either going to get in the way or you're going to get on board. There, people are standing in the way of the kingdom of heaven. It's forcefully advancing. I want to know today. Here's the big thing, guys. Are you a current rider? Or are you a circuit rider? Let me explain the difference. Let me talk about salmon for a second. I'm getting ready to close this whole segment on this podcast. I want to talk to you just a moment about salmon, and then you'll understand what I mean by a circuit rider or a current rider. Salmon, as is generally known, have a life cycle that takes them from the rivers and streams in which they are born to the ocean, from the fresh water to salt water, and then back again, back upstream, I said upstream, to the very place they were born. How they do that, find their way from broad, deep immensity of the ocean, Atlantic or Pacific, to the headwaters of their own particular stream is a mystery. They make their way from the depths of the sea to the mouth of the streams, then upstream, which means, listen to this, against the stream, through rapids, sometimes even leaping over waterfalls, and once upstream in the still headwaters of their birth, they breed, lay their eggs, and within a week they will die. So their whole lifespan, oh, is swimming against the current, swimming against the stream, and striving to go upward. Listen to this quote. They go home. They make their way home to die and to give life. Wow. Listen to this. According to J. Philip Newell, I want to give him credit for this. He wrote this quote, the salmon, strong and glistening with vitality, swims hundreds of miles in the open sea and climbs thousands of feet in the torrents of mighty rivers to give new life. And in spawning new life, it dies. Christ, the salmon of wisdom, the one who gives himself for the birthing of new life, the sight of those fish fighting for their lives to swim against a stream which would have swept any of the rest of us into the rapids, so that giving life, they could give up theirs. This is an image of Christ, and it gives us a depiction of how our lives should reflect Christ and how we should be living our lives. So listen to this. A salmon was born for adversity. It was born to swim against the current, not with the current. Oh, again, let me go back to the narrow and the wide. Most believers today, according to the words of Christ, most believers, they don't want to swim against the current. They don't want to swim against the stream. They don't want to swim against what's unpopular. They don't want to go against the current. They want to go with the current. They want to go with the easy path. They want to go with the easy course. They want to be popular. They don't want to lose popularity. They don't want to lose influence. They don't want to give up things. They don't want to lose their platform. They don't want to be ridiculed. They don't want to be made fun of. They don't want to be persecuted. They don't want to suffer the hungers of fasting and the perils of this and the perils of that. They don't want to give up notoriety. They don't want to give up fame or fortune. They don't want to give up all these things. They want Christ as an addition to their life and not a transformation of their life. So again, are you a circuit rider or are you a current rider? Are you swimming against the circuit? Are you swimming against the current? Are you swimming with the current? That's what you're going to have to decide today. And friends, unfortunately, the current that is wide and it's broad and that is popular and that is the culture, more and more professed Christians. Oh, they'll tell you they're a Christian. Oh, they go to church on Sunday. Oh, they know the songs to the worship music. They can tell you their favorite Christian song. But when you get down to the Bible and what the Bible says and what the Bible tells them and what the Bible condemns and what the Bible condones and what the Bible tells them about marital, how to live their lives and marriage and how to shape and form their lives and their family and how they should be conducting their lives and how they should, their conversation should be and how their walk should be. That is what's separating the men from the boys and the women. Come on, and the girls from the women. I know even that's offensive. Even that goes against the current that I even said that. But that's what you're going to have to decide. That's what I'm going to have to decide. So here's where I want to leave this today. I want to read this last part that I put in my notes here about salmon, and then we're going to pray together. Many of the salmon die going back to the grounds because here's why. Bears and birds of prey catch them and eat them. Some of them strike the rocks, logs, and other obstacles along the way, and they will never make it. They will die. Sometimes they have to swim through shallow waters just to get through their journey. They never stop or rest from swimming against the current. Otherwise, it would carry them away from their destination. The incredible things, in order for them to reach their spawning grounds, they have to even jump upstream, up a waterfall, and sometimes more than once in their journey. Many of their jumps fail, but they persist until they get through the waterfall, or they will die trying. And lastly, against all odds, many of them eventually reach their spawning grounds, and a new generation of salmon eggs is laid and later hatched to become the new generation. Guys, listen, I don't know what you signed up for Christianity. I didn't sign up to go to another a club. I don't go to church on Sunday morning for a social club. I am not going to waste my time doing that. Listen, you've got to make up your mind. I'm 44 years old. Listen, I want to live a life before my sons. I want to leave a legacy to my sons. I want to train them up in the way in which they should go, that when they're older, they shall not depart from it. Listen, I may not be able to preach the whole Bible to them, but I want to be a living testament to them. I want to be a living Bible to them. I want them to know. Listen, I had a conversation today with my pastor, and my sons were right there, and I felt, I can't express to you the words that I felt when my oldest son said, and we got in this conversation about marriage and about this, and my oldest son, I didn't have to ask him to. He came to my defense and he says, I've never seen my father speak to my mom like that. Never seen that happen. And that made me feel so good for him to say that. Guys, I'm telling you, it's time. Talk is cheap. I'm telling you, but are you going upstream? Are you trying to be popular? I want to live this Christianity that makes me popular. I just want to fit in with everybody. Well, guys, if that's what you want to live, you're not living biblical Christianity. I'm telling you, when I read this Bible, when I get in the New Testament, I'm reading about radical, transformed disciples that laid their lives down, that laid down popularity, they laid down their careers, they turned their back on the world, and they put their face to the cross, they put their face to the kingdom, and there was no turning back, and they pushed forward. The Apostle Paul said, this is what he said. He said, and I'm paraphrasing this. He said, I had the education. I had all the head knowledge. I had everything lined up for me to be the next best and who's who, come on, in the Jewish community. But he said, I counted all as dung, but to know him and the fellowship of his suffering. And come on. And he said, I press towards the mark. I press forward. Come on, and move forward and to the advancement and press towards the mark of the high calling of Christ Jesus our Lord. So I want to know today, I want to know who's ready to make that commitment today and say, I'm being pressed by the current. I'm being pressed by the current to compromise in this area, to compromise in that area, to go out and do this and to go out and do that and take a little bit of this and drink a little bit of that and do a little bit of this and do a little bit of that. Listen, the current of the world is pressing in on us as true Christians and true believers, and is trying to conform us to the world. And we're going to have to make a decision. If you wait until the current pushes you all the way downstream, friend, you might not be able to make it back upstream. So you got to make up your mind right now. If you recognize that you're already making compromises, you're already letting the current of this world press you in the wrong direction, you have got to make the decision right now. Come on, to say, I am pushing forward. It's not comfortable, but I'm pushing forward. I'm going to have to give up some friends, but I'm pushing forward up the current. I'm going to have to give up some associations, but I'm pressing forward towards the high calling of Christ Jesus, our Lord. I might not be popular among the ball team. Everybody else is, listen, your kids may be on a sports team and all the other parents are swearing and they're living ungodly lives and they're drinking and they're doing all these things. And you may look like the freak. You may look like the weirdo or the oddball because you don't talk like them and you don't do these things. Listen, are you more worried about fitting into the sports team or are you more worried about, come on, Jesus looking at you on the day of judgment and saying, well done, good and faithful servant, enter in. So, Father, I pray for every individual under the sound of my voice today that's watching today, that's listening today, and they recognize that the current, the wide and the broad path, the wide current of culture, of this world, of temptations is pulling them and it's pushing them back further and further, further from the cross, further from the Word of God, further from His presence, further from prayer, further from the house of God. They recognize it today. And Lord, if that's any of us today that's watching today, that's listening today, Father, we ask today that you would help us, as the author of Hebrews says, to lay aside every sin and the weight that so easily besets us so that we can run this race, get back in the stream and swim against the current, against culture, against popularity, so that we can scale over that obstacle, that we can get to the top and to the end game of this thing is the end of our faith, which is the salvation of our souls. That's my prayer today. Lord, give us strength to do this today. And Lord, if there's anybody that's watching today and listening today and they recognize that they have been weighed down and pushed back like this, God, I'm asking and I'm imploring that the Holy Spirit would help us today to sever those ties, sever those weights, sever that current. If that current, it's like somebody's watching this today and you feel like a tsunami of this stuff has just been pushing you further away from the Word of God, pushing you away from prayer, pushing you away from the house of God, pushing you away to the point where you can say, I recognize that I have fallen prey to this and I'm backslid. I have backslid. If that's you today, I want you to right where you're at. If you're listening to this today, watching this today, here's the good news. I got good news for you today. The Bible says if you will reach out to Him, if you will press into Him, He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. He says, if you'll ask, seek, and knock, He said, those that ask, receive, those that seek it, find it, and those that knock at the door shall be open. He is waiting for you, friend. He's waiting for your commitment. He's waiting for you to acknowledge it, to press in. He's going to break off the weights. He's going to break off the heaviness. He's going to give you the ability. He's going to give you the power to say no, to break ties, to break unequal yokes, to lay some sin down, to lay some things down, to burn some bridges you need to burn, and to move forward, to press in. Because listen, as for me and my house, we will strive to enter in through the narrow gate that few be that find it. God, help us today. I'm talking to every leader today. I'm talking to every pastor today. I'm talking to the spiritual head of your house today, man or woman, whatever the situation is in your home. Listen, I don't care if my flesh don't want it. I don't care if my spouse don't want it. I don't care if my friends don't like it. I don't care if my neighbors get upset about it. I don't care if my co-workers don't like me anymore. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Because at the end of the day, friends, they're not going to be anywhere around you. It's going to be you that stands before him. It's going to be me that stands before him. And I want to make it right while there's still breath in my body and my heart's still beating, and I have a chance on this side of heaven. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Guys, listen, we've got, I want to give you some information on how you guys can keep up with our ministry. And we're going to give you that right now. Right there on the screen, endtimeheadlines.com, endtimeheadlines.org. If you've not yet subscribed to our main newsletter or digest that we get every, you'll get it in your inbox every single day. And it's going to keep you up to date with what our ministry is doing, all of our news and headlines, and from a prophetic perspective, all that's going to be right there in your inbox. Better yet, I always tell people either do that or get the app. Download our free app, and you can do that go into the Apple store or the Android store, depending on if you have an Apple device or an Android device. Just type in End Time Headlines, download that free app, get it into your hands. You can find all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective right there at your fingertips. You're going to, at the bottom of that app right there, you see on your screen, you can see where it says listen or watch. You can listen to our latest message like this on podcast, or you can watch it on YouTube. And all that's going to be right there on the app. That's why we always want to tell you to get the app if you can. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If this ministry is a continual source of information, revelation, transformation, it blesses you, equips you, and it informs you, all of it. We want to give you the opportunity to sow into this ministry, or better yet, if pray about it, if the Lord puts it upon your heart. Help us by partnering with us, and you can do that by giving electronically, by going to our app, going down to the bottom, clicking on right there where that little heart is, donate, or go to the main website. You're going to see places there you can give and donate and partner with us electronically, or you can give by check or money order. And you can see that right there on your screen. If you're watching this, or if you're listening by podcast, make out the check to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, and that's Monroe, Georgia 30655. Again, that's how you can partner with us, become a monthly supporter of our ministry, and you could do that by doing that as well. So again, guys, we love you. We appreciate your support and your partnership and your prayers of this ministry. We're going to sign off for today. I cannot make any promises that we'll be back on here tomorrow, because tomorrow night at my local church here in Monroe, Georgia, I'm actually speaking for the youth. So I've got a message that I'm going to be preaching to the youth there. And for all you guys that are watching, I will probably preach that message next week here on our podcast too. So it's a message that I want to transfer live there at my local church in Monroe, but we're also going to put this on podcast and do a live broadcast with this same message. So you guys won't miss that message, because it's not only is it relevant to the youth, but it's relevant to us as well. So I always like to deliver messages that are relevant to both age groups. And that's just how God's always put that in my heart. So I always, even in my local church, I always encourage the parents, if they can be a part of those youth gatherings that we have whenever we minister there, because I believe they'll be blessed by those messages as well. So we either, if we don't come on tomorrow, we will be back on next week. Again, we'll deliver that message. And we got some other messages as well that we want to deliver. And of course, if we have a prophetic update that we feel like we need to deliver to you guys, we'll do that as well. So we love you guys. God bless you. May the Lord keep you. May he bless you. May his countenance shine upon you until we see you again. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.